You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The video at ilikehowilook.com to get the full story. Most people notice a curbed appetite and more energy the very first day. It's safe, all natural, there's a money-back guarantee, and they'll even send you free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com. ilikehowilook.com.
An Obama administration official says the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is expected to resign soon. USA's Russ Jones explains.
A year ago, revelations broke that Secret Service agents had a wild night when they hired prostitutes during a presidential trip to Cartagena, Colombia. Facing mounting pressure from lawmakers who have questioned her competence in the wake of the scandal, an anonymous White House source maintains that DEA Chief Michelle Leonhardt is expected to resign after leading the agency since 2007. I'm Russ Jones.
French officials say a 24-year-old computer science student has been arrested before he could carry out an attack on churches in France. Officials say he apparently shot himself by accident and called for an ambulance. They describe him as an Islamic extremist from Algeria who already had been flagged by security officials as a risk. He is also accused in the death of a woman found shot and killed in her car Sunday morning. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in early trading, wavering between small gains and losses. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Protesters are on the streets in Baltimore today following the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. Organizer Jamal Bryant says the group wants city officials to know they are serious about getting answers on Gray's death.
I want this to be a sign to the Baltimore City Police Department that this is not an act of surrender, but we're coming as a sign of strength.
Gray died from a severe spinal cord injury, according to the Baltimore Sun. He was stopped by police because he fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence. Then he was apprehended without incident, and police found a switchblade clipped inside his pants pocket. They say he suffered a medical emergency later, but the Gray family attorney contradicted the statement, saying he screamed in pain during the arrest and was in custody for an hour before medics were called. Bluebell Creameries has issued a recall of all its products. The Texas-based company says two samplings of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for Listeria. Bluebell's chief executive, Paul Cruz, said in a statement last night that the company can't say with certainty how the bacteria was introduced into the manufacturing line. The first recall was issued last month after being linked to three deaths in Kansas. A federal judge hears arguments today on whether Toyota should be granted a new trial or pay less than the $11 million awarded to plaintiffs in a fatal crash in Minnesota. A jury in February determined Toyota was 60% to blame for a 2006 crash that killed three people. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The weather for today, current conditions, it is 66 degrees, and humidity is at 30%. Visibility is at 10 miles. We are expected to have a high of 67 today. And showers are possible, and even a possible thunderstorm, mainly before 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. There'll be wind gusts of up to 23 miles an hour, and chance of precipitation is at 80%, with new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except it might be higher where there are possible thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37, The winds will be coming from the west at 10 to 13 miles an hour, and additional chance of precipitation is 30% with less of a tenth of an inch possible. And then Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 53, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 32. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 55, and Friday night mostly clear. Saturday and Sunday both will be in the low upper 50s, low 60s, and mostly sunny on the weekend. It is currently 12:07 in beautiful Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am also a licensed professional counselor. Excuse me. So, I don't know if any of you are following me on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page. It's Ruth Altamura-Roll, MANCCLPC. And I have been working at posting my upcoming shows so that people become more aware of my show that is aired every Wednesday, as you know. And today's topic is about making marriages work. So marriage is an interesting thing. Approximately 90% of people are married by the age of 50. And that sounds pretty old. And people who are in good mental health and good physical health tend to have better success in their marriages. Marriages are also good for children, especially if it's a healthier marriage. However, about 40 to 50% of married couples in the United States do end in divorce, and divorce rates for subsequent marriages are even higher. So, divorce does happen. And I myself, I'm a statistic in that I'm on my second marriage. And so far, it's going to be 16 years in May, so far it has been successful. I also believe that marriage statistics in terms of the number of marriages I think that's actually dropping, the number of marriages per year. Sixty-eight percent of people are getting married, and so that's actually lower. It's declining, the amount of people that are getting married. And a lot of times people, they get married and, or they just live together for a long time. And I think quite often people who come from broken marriages, broken families, they have a greater tendency to kind of stay away from marriages. And actually the marriage rate is the lowest point that it's been it's just very interesting statistics that it has dropped from 92% in 1920 to 31%. So, A lot of times people do make that choice of not getting married. And there's reasons that people have for that. Again, like I said, coming from broken families, people aren't in a hurry to get married anymore. And quite often, women believe that they want to work on their careers. And so careers and that kind of lifestyle take precedence for many women. Women are getting married older. The average age used to be 25 for men and 22 for women, and now it's more like 29 for men and 27 for women. So that has changed. A lot of times people are concerned about the financial consequences that come with marriage. Being responsible for their dead spouse. Wanting to keep money separate. Sometimes people view marriage as an outdated institution. Sometimes people are afraid that marriage can put their friendship at a risk. And the interesting thing with that is all of a sudden we go from a boyfriend-girlfriend situation to a husband and wife situation. We actually take on a different role. Those titles, husband and wife, seem to have a different connotation, and it can alter a couple that's been living together for 5 years who decide to get married. They go from two single people to these different roles, and it can play a role in keeping people from marriage. There's a fear that marriage can lead to relying on other people for emotional needs and physical needs and financial needs. And unfortunately, a lot of times people are afraid of that commitment because marriage requires a serious commitment of time and energy and sometimes hard work. And with the divorce rate so high, people are really concerned about that. And they think that, well, if I can just go into that, you know, we've been together long enough, we now have a civil union or domestic partnership, and that works for me. So there's a lot of reasons why people are not getting married. However, I'm going to say from my perspective, marriage is actually healthy, making a commitment to someone else and opening yourself up to someone else in a particular way that can actually lend itself to healing. So I actually need to take a little commercial break here, and I will be back in a few moments. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. And today's topic is making marriages work. And we might even say making relationships work. I do promote the institution of marriage. And I know that that's not something that everyone wants to choose. But what is it about human beings that draw us together? It's very interesting because if it was only about sex, then anatomically speaking, we wouldn't be having relationships with anyone. We would actually just be having sex with anyone and procreating, and that would be it. And that would be the way as human beings that we work. But we don't. We don't work that way. We are really drawn to each other because, believe it or not, and this is coming from the perspective of a therapist, we're all wounded in some way. So, what does that mean? We are born into relationships. We live in families. Our parents are human beings. They're not perfect. And oftentimes, unconsciously and through just being human beings, they are unable to meet all our needs, even in the best childhoods and best families. And we oftentimes come out with some form of a wound. There's only one time in our life, for the majority of us, where we feel completely safe, completely connected, and all our needs are met 100%. And that is in the womb. And all of a sudden, we're thrust out into this cold, uncomfortable, frightening world where we are relying on another human being still to meet all our needs. And it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. And we end up finding ourselves as adults attracted to someone who may either be closely resembling us or may actually be very opposite of us. It's almost as if we are compulsively looking for someone who has a very particular set of both positive and negative traits. I tell my clients, you know, when you're single and you're looking, make a list of what you're looking for. And so then we finally meet someone. And there's something about that person that just triggers for us. Something in our brain chemistry. There's a release of neurotransmitters that happen in our brain. And it's like, oh, wow, I finally found the right person. We connect. I like that. Oh, you like that? I like it too. Oh, this is great. You know what? We really connect. We can't stop talking about each other. We can't stop thinking about each other. It's a natural narcotic. Our sense of security and comfort are enhanced. This person becomes the desire of my heart to be with. I want to be with this person all the time. There's sort of this spiritual awakening and a feeling of inner unity and just that sense of being connected that we actually never experienced except for when we were in the womb. Interesting, isn't it? And for a brief time, we experience the world in this you complete me stage. Ah, yes, you complete me. The stuff movies are made from. Interestingly enough, after a couple of years, the production of these neurotransmitters in our brain, they actually begin to slow down and actually even turn off. And this person that we were so in love with, that we felt so connected to, suddenly is a bit of an annoyance. That person that helped me feel whole and connected. That person that just was everything that I needed is not. And that romantic phase begins to slip away. And what we end up looking at when we look at each other is one wounded human being looking at another. And even sometimes the very thing that attracted us to each other becomes an annoyance. I grew up in such a structured home. Everything happened on a timetable. The thing I love about you is you're so spontaneous. I just love that. Well, after 2 years of being married, you're irresponsible, not spontaneous. And I'm an old nag and stick in the mud. See how that happens? And we end up moving to this shift of a power struggle. We actually have a power struggle. Because life now seems chaotic. And we have no sense on what's going on or why it's happening. It's just I know now that I think I married the wrong person. And it's a horrifying moment when we realize, what did I marry you for? This isn't correct. This isn't right. This is not what I expected. I'm kind of in shock about this. But we might stick it out. And we get angry. And we're arguing. And if we can work through this power struggle phase, you actually can do a couple of things. We can heal the wounds, and we can move to a deeper sense of mature love. Doesn't mean the romance is necessarily gone. It's just different. It's a mature love. One of the things that happens quite often when I meet a couple, they're usually in that phase, one of two phases. They're either in that phase where they're in that power struggle, or they've, why did I marry you? And sometimes they stay in that area for a long time. So that you can have a couple, I can have a couple that comes in 15, 18 years of marriage, they're still in a power struggle and reached a point where they can't do it anymore. They haven't moved on to that deeper sense of mature love. And it's painful and uncomfortable and can oftentimes lead to that divorce. So I actually need to take a news break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, and I will talk a little bit more about how to make marriages work.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Negotiators are meeting in Vienna in an effort to reach an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iran denies any interest in nuclear arms but has agreed to reduce the capacity of nuclear programs. Meanwhile, the U.S. is demanding Iran stop the arms flow to Houthi rebels in Yemen.
If Iran or anyone else were to try to provide arms to the Houthis, it would be in direct violation of that United Nations Security Council resolution.
Meanwhile, Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has launched fresh airstrikes on Houthis a day after the kingdom declared an end to its month-long campaign. Authorities say a captain and crew member have been arrested in connection with a shipwreck off the coast of Libya that may have claimed the lives of 900 migrants hoping to make it to Italy.
They're accused of aiding and abetting illegal immigration, with the captain also accused of reckless homicide and causing a shipwreck.
That was AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show and a licensed professional counselor, and I'm talking about making marriages work. So I was talking a little bit, I gave you some statistics, I also talked about some stages in a marriage and some of the things that may lead to actually getting a divorce. And I will say sometimes, you know, every relationship has its ups and downs, and there are times when a divorce is imminent. And oftentimes when people do seek out couples help, they really, in my experience, have kind of reached a point where they've gone over the edge, where there's not much hope for return. However, I also believe it's very important for people to come into counseling when they're beginning to notice that things are beginning to break down. You know, if my car is got the little red light on, that's the time for me to take it in, not when the engine has seized up and I am dead by the side of the road. I mean, all marriages have ups and downs. And if you're noticing that the downs and you're uncomfortable and you're angry more than you are not, that's something to look at. So one of the key issues in keeping a healthy relationship, I would say the key issue, is communication. It's very important for couples to check in with each other on a regular basis. Now, what does that mean? It may actually mean, even throughout your day, just a quick call. Hey, honey, how are you? Just thinking about you. Giving yourself time to discuss difficult topics and learning how to have a disagreement. Disagreement happens. We are individuals in a relationship. So I have my belief systems, I have my thoughts, my likes, my dislikes, my interests, and they can be very different from yours. However, we have made an agreement to be in a partnership. And learning how to have arguments in a healthy way can actually move the relationship forward. Rather than destructive arguments, such as yelling, personal criticism, withdrawing from the conversation, can be more damaging. So what we're looking to do is have open communication in a way that is building the relationship. And then one of the things that I use in my couples counseling is something called imago therapy. I am very eclectic in general in my approach to many things. So I don't use everything that imago therapy offers, but I use many of the things that it offers. And imago, I-M-G-A-O, if you wanted to look it up, the word itself is a Greek word that means mirror image. So again, it's going back to that attraction. I do this in my office. If I say, you're my mirror, I'm going to lift my right arm. I say, you're my mirror, what arm are you lifting? And they say, oh, my left. Unless that's right, opposite. And so we're both lifting arms, but they're kind of opposite. And yet together, we make a whole. So together, it's my right, your left. That's complete. Okay, so there's that, again, that complete. And in good communication, it's recognizing that we have some opposites and that what I may perceive and what you may perceive may be opposite. My experience and your experience, our perception of them may be opposite. And learning how to communicate that is imperative. So this particular communication style, which some of you may have already heard me talk about, starts with making I statements, using feeling words. I think that you should is not an I statement. I think this makes me is also not a feeling word statement. You are definitely not I statements, and they tend to become barriers to good communication. We have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. And so that sounds awfully simplistic. Really? Four? Well, let's think about it. You know, I woke up this morning and the sun was out and I was feeling pretty peaceful, pretty calm. And then I looked out my kitchen window and I saw the daffodils and the flowering trees and I thought, oh, this is just beautiful. So my glad is moving up the scale. And let's say I went to the mailbox and I found a package that I was waiting for, something that I really wanted to get. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I'm moving up that scale of glad, or I don't know, I'm not feeling really particularly motivated today and just kind of heavy and, you know, something happened and I'm really kind of feeling sad about it. And so my mood is beginning to drop a little bit, or I just found out that someone died and I'm in a state of grief. So I want you to hear that these four feelings, and I'm kind of lonely, I'm just feeling a little alone, all the way to actually feel terror. And we have words that describe these different, I like to say, volumes in our feeling. Our feelings have volumes and intensities to them. So in my relationship, I want to connect with you in an intimate way. And the only way I'm going to do that is show you who I am through how I feel. To let you know how I think and my judgments and my opinions, that is a form of communication. It does let you get to know who I am a little bit. But how I feel about these things is a deeper level. It's a little bit more risky because I'm opening up my emotional life to another human being, risking the possibility of getting hurt. And it's actually where we build that sense of intimacy. It's where we connect as human beings. I can see someone else who speaks a different language and recognize the emotion that they're having just by what's going on with their body language, their facial expressions. I get to see it. That's if they're feeling dot, dot, dot. So I need to use an I statement. I feel. I feel. Feeling word. I feel happy. When? When you call me to let me know that you're coming home late. I feel happy about that. Now, those I statements are so important because it also means that I am taking responsibility for how I feel. You don't make me happy when you call letting me know that you're late. I feel happy because I have a belief system that says I would like it if you call me if you're going to be late. Now, if I had a different belief system that says, I don't care if you call me, if you're going to be late or on time, it doesn't really matter to me. If you don't call, that's fine. If you call, that's fine. It doesn't affect me in any particular way. I have a belief system that says you should put the toothpaste away after you use it. So I go into the bathroom, there's a toothpaste on the counter, I get angry. I don't get angry because you left it. You make me so angry when you leave the toothpaste out. I'm angry because I believe you should have put it away. So our belief systems play a role. And when I use an I statement, I am taking responsibility for how I feel. You're not making me feel anything. I am responsible. And when I communicate that, I need to say, I feel when because. Or I felt when because. So that's the first aspect in good communication. The next thing is listening. So often when I am sitting and observing couples, I'm listening, and they're talking over each other. I'm listening, and they're talking over each other, and they're talking over, no one is finishing a statement, and they're finishing each other's sentences, and they're escalating into an argument. So it's generally I say stop. One person has to speak using I statements. The other person needs to listen, actively listen. Actively listening means I'm going to stop the chatter in my head. I'm not going to come up with a response. I'm just going to sit and listen. Hear the words that you're saying and listen. Now, one of the things that's really important is the listener needs to reflect and validate with empathy. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means while the speaker is conveying their message, and hopefully they don't talk on and on and on for paragraphs and paragraphs, it's important that the speaker gives the listener the time to reflect back. The listener says, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that you feel frustrated when the toothpaste is left out. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. Is there more? Yeah, and also when this, and that happens, I also feel frustrated. Okay, so you're also letting me know that you feel frustrated when this, and that happens. Is there more? No, I'm done. Okay, so I'm going to, because this is your perception, I might not agree with it, I'm going to validate your perception. A good example. I like eating lemons. Lemons are not sour to me. Lemons are sour to you. You're eating a lemon. You're saying, oh my gosh, this is so sour. I'm not going to say to you, no, it's not. I'm going to say, I can see from your perspective, for you, a lemon is sour. For me, it's not sour. I can see from your perspective, for you, this is your experience. I may not be experiencing it. And the empathy part says, wow, that must be tough. That must be really tough, that, you know, that sour taste in your mouth. You probably don't like it. Is that correct? Not you shouldn't feel that, or if you keep eating lemons, you're going to get used to it, or, well, I like lemons, I don't see what your problem is. Do you hear the difference? So that when we validate, when we reflect, when we recognize someone has a different perspective, and we are in relationship, but we have a different perspective, it opens up the channel of communication. So I need to take a little commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com, all business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about making marriages work. And one of the first things that I talked about in doing that is good communication. Disagreements are part of all relationships, and fighting styles can be particularly damaging if we're not careful. So learning how to have good communication is so important. Try and avoid bringing up the past and using words like always, you always, you never. And again, it's those you statements. It's shifting to I feel. And if the argument is ratcheting up, say to each other, you know what, let's stop right now because I need to go give myself a time out. Yes, adults, we can give ourselves time out. I'm going to go and take some deep breaths. I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to think about the words that I would like to use. Think about your relationship as if it's a child that you want to nurture. If I'm going to say ugly, nasty things to my partner, what's going to happen to the esteem of my relationship? It's going to go down. The value of it is going to go down. I devalue you. You devalue me, the relationship loses its value, we find ourselves in front of the divorce judge. Another thing that's really important is keep your marriage interesting. What does that mean? Well, be involved with each other and also have things that you have your own involvements. So, careers, outside commitments, alternative hobbies, parenting, going on dates, scheduling dates, having routine dates. You might even need to schedule sex, believe it or not. Our lives are so complicated sometimes that we need to do that. So things may not necessarily always be spontaneous, but they are important. So these are a few things that you can do to help keep your marriage together. Oftentimes, we don't recognize that we view things differently when we are in that romantic stage. And so sitting down and creating what is called a relationship vision. That is where I make a list of all the things that I think a perfect relationship is going to look like. And you make a list of all the things that you think is your perfect relationship. And we sit down and we compare notes. And sometimes we go, oh, yeah, you know, I don't have that on my list. I want it on my list. And, well, yeah, I don't think that we're going to do that one very well. And what we're going to do is we're going to sort of put them down on a list of paper. And now we have something that we're going to put on the refrigerator or maybe in the mirror in the bedroom. And every day we're going to look at this. This is an important thing to do, to have a vision of your relationship. Items such as we have fun together. We settle our differences peacefully. We have satisfying and beautiful sex. We are healthy and physically active. We communicate easily and openly. We worship together. We're each other's best friends. We trust each other. We're sexually faithful. We have daily private time. We feel safe with each other. We make important decisions together. Okay? So these are some things that we may have on the list. And I like to think of this relationship vision as the goal. So if the thing is that, well, you know what? One of the things that we do is we have fun together, and I'm looking at the list and I say, you know, it's been a long while since we've had a date. We're not having any fun together. This is one of the things let's schedule that. So that we're beginning to recognize these are things that are on our to-do list to keep our relationship healthy and vital. Spend some time every day talking to each other, using that communication style. Talking about how you feel, not just how you think. Sometimes the other thing that happens, and this is where you may find that therapy really comes in handy, is issues of childhood. Sometimes we have situations where we've been traumatized in our childhoods, and that's coming into our relationship, affecting our relationship. Or parenting styles, things that I got and observed as a child versus things that might have been different from yours. And so these are things that may need to get discussed. I often say to my clients, even though you might speak English, we all have culturally different families. My particular family is a different culture than my husband's. We may actually even use words differently. And getting married to someone means we actually create a whole new culture with its own sets of traditions. And that's one thing to keep in mind. To say, well, I do it this way because this is what my parents did, may not work in our relationship. And so it's important to recognize that when you get married, you are creating a new family. One of the things that it says in the Bible, we leave our mother and father and we join with our partner. That doesn't mean that we abandon our family or we reach a point of estrangement. But what it means is that my husband takes precedent over my mother and father. And I take precedent over my husband's mother and father. And we make decisions together in terms of what's going to work for us. We are able to set healthy boundaries with each other. Yes, good boundaries in a marriage. We recognize our limits And we communicate them. I feel I've had enough of ... I've reached a point where this is right now. I've been saying to my husband, we've had weekend after weekend where we have had different family things and just a lot of stuff, and I've reached my limit. And so this weekend, actually, there's a Civil War reenactment. My husband is going. I'm not going. I've reached my limit. Here it is. I know my limit. It's okay. He's not forcing me. He can go. I'm not saying he can't. I need to stop and take care of myself. He'll come back, and we will talk about the event. And so we'll share about that. I'm going to talk about what I did at home. It's important to have a good sexual relationship with each other. Recognize parenting skills and parenting styles. So often, well, this is what my dad did to me, or this is what my mom did to me, this is what, and they may actually be conflicting. So learning how to parent with each other, it may be that you have to look at your beliefs around parenting. Take some classes in parenting. Recognize that you are a team. Children are grand manipulators. So if Junior says, well, Mommy said I can do this, check in with Mommy before you give a decision, or check in with Daddy before you give a decision. And also, don't say wait till your father gets home. That delays a consequence. And talk about together as a couple. You are a team. How do we want our family to look? What are some of the guidelines? What are the chores we want to give our children? What do we want to teach them about worship, spirituality? We may not agree, and we can also work at, okay, well, if we can't agree 100%, where can we agree? And to throw it out, you know, it's like saying, well, I'm a vegetarian and I want the children to be vegetarian. Well, I want my kids to have hamburgers. Well, you know what? The best way to handle this is the kids don't eat anything. Well, that doesn't work either. So the thing is that it might be teaching the children so that when they're adults, they can make decisions for themselves. Humor and laughter, excellent thing. If you can do that with each other, you can go a long way. And nurture each other. Provide comfort for each other. And again, that's part of the perspective. And when someone is in pain, be there for them. Be their best friend. If someone is sick, be the nurse. Husbands, be the nurse. Wives, be the nurse. Allow for differences and communicate. Well, you know, I can go on and on and on about what makes a good marriage, because there are many, many things, and I don't think an hour is necessarily enough, but you can Google making marriages work, and there's quite a bit of information online to give you some good tips. Or if you're interested in couples counseling, by all means, look up a good couples counselor. Is something that I do. And if you are interested in finding out more about what I do, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor. You can find me on www.altarollcounselor.net, altarroll, two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list, and I would love to hear from you if you're struggling. So, you know, if the red light comes on in the car, it's time to get help. Don't wait till you're broken down by the side of the road. And my goal and hope is to remove the stigma for good mental health. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will return next week. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates